Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, actor, musician, book author, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This will be a short podcast. You know, everything I say on my podcast are real, you know, about my music. You know, that song you just heard that was released recently. I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, Part 2. I'll play it for you. Sorry. I'll play it for you in a few minutes. But, again, I hope that when I communicate to you out there that there are no misunderstandings about my music and me. The reason why I bring this up is because some people misunderstand seriously my intentions on podcasts and my intentions of my music. Reality is important for me, meaning the truth about what I'm doing in relation to my creative side and what I stand for as a person who do podcasts and who communicate as well as release music and is an artist. As an artist, it's important for me to come off as real as much as possible. The truth is I am a singer, songwriter, producer of my music. The truth is it is for professional reasons. The truth is I am a podcaster. The truth is I am an artist professionally. The truth is that all the stuff related to it of the struggles and the starving artist metaphor, it is true. I struggled for years and it's hard to be professional, but I make very little money from it. My goal is to do better. I like to be honest with you, the audience. The misunderstandings that I get is that some people think that I am just venting and saying things that are not true, which is false. Some people think that because I vent about my struggles, that I am not well, that is false as well. I'm very much a true artist in doing podcasts. I'm very much a true artist in doing music. I did write my music. I do sing, but I also communicate. The reason why I bring this up is because if any of you who listen to this podcast hear anything about me that you're concerned about or negative, please contact me directly at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. You can contact me at Twitter, Dr. Dove Knight. I try to be honest because being on in the public realm of social media is important that I tell the truth. And I am aware that what I do will possibly influence someone else. So I have to be honest and I have to be careful with what I say, even though, despite how much I try to be honest, some people out there will misinterpret it. I hope that there is no misinterpretation of anything I do. My goal is to be in the industry of Hollywood, which I am currently, but the struggles and the other problems that I've had and getting there and whatever I'm doing, unfortunately, is honest in an honest way, is also happening. But I am okay because being on podcast gives me a chance to communicate what I really feel. And to you, the audience, or whoever's listening, I want you to know that I am an authentic, truthful person. And being an artist, I have to be authentic to my audiences whether I sing, write, release music, release books, write a book, or, you know, speak on podcasts. I know I have a, from what some people have told me, as well as on a personal level, a quirky way or unusual way of expression, communicating on podcasts. But that's my way of expression. That's authentically my way. But the message is the same. Truthful and honest. I try to be respectful to all of you because I know some of you are going through the same thing who's listening to these podcasts. Some of you are artists like me who are struggling. Some of you have issues you have to deal with, or some of you release music, or some of you have situations that you need to correspond with and communicate, and having trouble expressing yourself. And perhaps you, if anybody out there who's listening and you're listening, you can relate to what I have to say. Everything I say is real, honest. Again, if you have any questions, contact me at Dr. Dove Knight, Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter. Yes, I am a doctor, but I am and also doing something outside as an aspiring attorney. There were recent podcasts that I was winding down with the you know, being a starry artist. That is true. I've been doing it for many years. I'm not doing it again as a hobby. I never did music as a hobby. I am a professional musician. So you can say yes. I've done it so long and it's been so hard and I haven't attained the recognition that I feel. Honestly, I tell the truth bluntly. So I am aspiring to try to see if I can make a law school, but I have not given up on my aspirations to continue to be a success as a singer-songwriter or artist in Hollywood. But as I said before, I am winding down, meaning I'm not going to do all the stuff I used to. I've done it too long, and I paid my dues so much. When I was out with my friend today, I had a reminder that what I came out here for. I went to Burbank, and I was in the back of the Hollywood Mountain where the Hollywood sign is. The Hollywood sign is the symbol of the Hollywood dream, to make your dreams come true. To all of you who have a dream to make it in Hollywood, I hope it does come true. That's my goal, to make my dreams come true. I will say that I did make my dream come true in releasing music and releasing it to the world and making a few bucks at it, not much. But my other dream, which hasn't come true, is to actually make a living at it and be successful. And I continue to aspire to do that. I continue to aspire to do, communicate on an honest level, because I want to be authentic to you, the audience. It's a joy to make podcasts and to release music. If you have any questions or interest in my music as a singer or as a songwriter, please contact me at that Twitter address at Dove Needs Love 22, DoveNeedsLove 22 Twitter. Just look up Dove Knight, DoveNight, and you'll find me you know, online, just Google, and you find a Twitter address, Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter. There is a website, GoDaddy's site, that you can find on Twitter as well with my music and videos. I also design videos, my own videos. I design album covers. I am a jack of all trades. It is a joy to do. And I got to go now, but I will be back with another podcast. It may be something different, but most of my podcasts are about my music, because I've been doing music since I was young. And You know, I'm in my living room making up melodies on my keyboard. And one of the songs that inspire me is I Want My Hollywood Dream. Listen to the Hollywood Dream Come True Part 2. It is available everywhere. On Spotify, on Apple, is there for you to enjoy.